And what can you give us a sense of what kind of what the feel is, the atmosphere in the city right now as they're heading into this election on Sunday?
Yes, it's extremely tense because due to the government security measures that are going to be taken for the election, there'll be no traffic allowed on the roads the 29th, 30th, and 31st. This amidst the backdrop of continuing escalating violence. And so people are basically running around now and stocking up on supplies before that time comes. It's almost as if they're expecting some sort of invasion or war, so it's quite tense.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that in the city of Najaf that they're going to just kick out any non-residents from the whole city because of security concerns.
That's true. That's exactly true. They have announced measures of doing that for 5 days. They'll be starting that very, very quickly, if not even today, and try to maintain that throughout the elections. But despite all of these draconian security measures like closing Iraq's borders, Iran has now closed its borders with Iraq, and the Baghdad airport is going to be closed for 2 days, the day before and the day of the election. They're trying to close all of the governorates. They're cutting all the cell service and satellite phone service for the 3 days surrounding the elections. Despite all of this, everyone fully expects this to be a very, very bloody time. And even the Ministry of Health, for example, has announced that they are bringing in extra beds, having more staff on duty, and bringing more supplies so that they can deal with the high casualties that are expected.
Have you noticed an increase in the frequency and the seriousness of some of the violence leading into this election, like over the last, say, 2 months or so?
Undoubtedly, yes. Even just today, there have been many attacks on polling stations by Iraqi resistance, and sometimes this is causing civilian casualties and ongoing heavy attacks on the military in Baghdad, sometimes in Fallujah, in other cities as well, like Ramadi, Samarra, and Mosul. There's been, on average, at least 75 to 80 attacks per day on the U.S., just that the Pentagon admits to.
Okay, so I guess it's safe to say then that the Iraqi people don't have a whole lot of confidence in this process.
Well, definitely not. Aside from the violence and the horrible state that Iraq is in, just the process itself of the election is very confusing and frustrating to Iraqis. Most people are very confused as the ballot itself, since most of the candidates remain anonymous and the names won't be released prior to the election. Also, the polling stations, while they are being set up, there has been no official announcement on the locations of these and won't be until the last minute. Also, just because of the confusion that this is a parliament rather than a temporary parliament, whose job will be to author a constitution rather than an actual election for more long-term representatives.
If they don't know the candidates' residence, how are they expected to vote?
That's exactly the quote that I hear most from Iraqis nowadays, and a large reason why so many of them intend not to vote. They say, why would I risk my life to go vote in this election when we don't know who we're voting for, we don't fully understand this process, and it's so rushed, and of course it seems just like not the right time to try to do this.
Okay. Now, Dar, I have a question for you. When this government, whatever government is formed after this election, what is it that the people of Iraq are expecting? What is it that they're being told in the media, I guess the local media, that they can expect after this election?
They are trying, at least as far as the interim government, of course they're trying to paint as good a face on this situation as possible, and they are telling people that, yes, they do hope that after the elections there will be more stability and therefore more security. But, of course, most Iraqis, it really depends on who I speak with. Some do believe that, really more out of hope, though, because security and stability are the two things really that all anyone here wants now. But most people I talk with do believe that these elections are really not going to bring that about in themselves. And in fact, many are fearful that they will, in fact, worsen things.
Okay. Now, There was also, at this end, we saw in the news, well, I picked up something in the news that Zarqawi had released an audio tape on an Islamist website urging Sunni Muslims to fight against the vote. Do you anticipate this vote, whichever way it goes, do you anticipate this election to create more of a rift than between the Sunni and Shia populations in Iraq?
It definitely has that potential. Again, most of the divide and most of this talk of the split between the Sunni and Shia is coming from the top. It's coming from politicians and some of the religious leaders, but not all. But when I talk with Iraqis on the street about this, almost unanimously people say, you know, there is no Sunni-Shia split. We've never fought before in a serious fashion. We're all Iraqis. We're all Muslims. We're all brothers and sisters. We don't want a civil war. We don't expect one, and we really don't want to participate in one. And they feel that this is talk that only came along with the invasion of their country and was never really here before, certainly not anything close to this level now. So again, it's really a big difference between what normal Iraqis are talking about regarding this as opposed to all of the political talk and that coming from the politicians and some of the candidates and a few of the religious leaders.
And I guess one summary question then for you, Dar. Are people in Iraq able to get any kind of information about what's being said on this side of the world? Because as you know, George Bush just gave last week, he gave his second inaugural address and was going on about freedom and all the rest of it. So I'm wondering how much information is making it into Iraq to the people on the street, I guess, as it were, with regards to, you know, what's going on this side and how it relates to the election that's going to be taking place on Sunday.
Yes, people are very, very aware of his speech and the rhetoric around the Iraqi election over in the Western media. People here, so many people have satellite television and watch the networks and stay very up on the news, reading the newspapers, using the Internet. So people are very aware of it, and they're, needless to say, quite frustrated in all of this talk of how great things are going in Iraq, how this election is such a hopeful time and going to bring this so-called democracy here, and people are reading this news while outside their windows there's car bombs exploding, mortars attacking polling stations, and sometimes even open clashes in the street between U.S. soldiers and resistance fighters. 70% unemployment, kidnapping is running rampant. It's this horrendous situation that people are having to deal with on a daily basis while they see this information being spread by Western media mainstream outlets. And needless to say, it's making them very frustrated and shaking their heads off, and it's a disparity.
Okay, now maybe not so much on the topic of the election, but how is the infrastructure doing over there? Electricity, water, things like that. Is that still in a poor state of repair?
It is. It's in fact far worse now in most areas than it was even prior to the invasion. Oil output is lower than pre-war levels. Electricity is far, far lower than pre-war levels. And actually much of Baghdad in the last week has been without water, even running taps in people's homes. Electricity, where I am in central Baghdad, is supposedly one of the better areas, and we're averaging about 4 hours of electricity per 24. As we move further from the center of the city, it gets less and less, and in many of the areas surrounding Baghdad, even in the south, there's sometimes 30 minutes to 1 hour of electricity per day. In fact, there's even one candidate on the list who did allow himself to be named, and he's running on a platform primarily based on just bringing back electricity, to give you an idea of how bad that is. But that's another cause of great frustration with Iraqis, is the fact that all of these promises of rebuilding and reconstructing their country and bringing about a better economy so people can take care of their families better has simply not even come close to materializing here.
I'd really, really like to thank you for your input today and for taking the time with us. So if you're going out to cover the election on Sunday, Dar, I'd like to wish you all the best. Make sure that you take care of yourself.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. And folks can read all my hard news stories and photos and weblog at www.com. DahrJamailIraq.com. That's DahrJamailIraq.com.